2, 3.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Hope you're having a great weekend. Beautiful weather here in New England. Blue skies, a lot of heat coming in, so make sure you're drinking a lot of water and stay hydrated. But a great, great weekend for the beginning of the beach season for all the native people and the tourists traveling all over the place. A good day for the pools, the beaches. Just sit back, relax, watch the ball game, and have a great old time. And get the sprinklers going. So if you're just getting up and you have several gardens, maybe a good idea to run outside, hook up the hose or a sprinkler, and let's get the first garden watered. Then you can sit back, listen to the show, and call in your question so that we can help you solve some of those particular problems. But there are long-range forecasts, 4 days, 5 days, temperatures in the 90s for the New England area. So just be aware of it and keep your plants hydrated as well as yourself. Now, the beetles have arrived. I live in southern Maine, and the Japanese beetles are everywheres, and I mean everywheres. I haven't seen a bumper crop like this in a long, long time. And the most effective and one of the best products is 8. And you can only find that at a garden center. 8 is not available at the box stores. The name of the company is called Bonide Lawn and Garden. And 8 will take care of the Japanese beetles. You can spray it on your vegetables, your flowers, your shrubs, your trees. And it will not hurt beneficial insects, especially your bees. The product I want you to stay away from is 7. 7 is a good product, but very, very, very toxic to bees. So stay away from 7. Especially when the bees are active. If you have to use the 7, use the liquid. Stay away from the powder. The powdered 7 is easily picked up when the bees are doing the pollination because you're dusting the plants and they are all over the plant. The liquid, if you apply it early in the day so it has a chance to dry, is not as great of a problem as the powder. But the powder is terrible. So stay away from that. If you can find the 8, again, most of your garden centers carry it. It's not available in the box stores. And you'll find it will work very well. And if you've had history in the past of having grubs in your lawn, remember, there's a great product now. The name of the company is called Environmental Factor. And that's their website. And they have nematodes. And these are microscopic, like miniature worms. And they come to you dormant in a powder. And you just mix it with water and you spray it on your lawn like you would fertilizer, like you would an insect killer. But these nematodes, when they're alive in the ground, will be waiting for the eggs from the beetles to be laid in the ground. And as soon as the eggs are laid in your lawn, these microscopic nematodes will attack them and kill them. They'll also eat root vine weevils. If you have cutworms, sod web worms, rose chafers, fleas, and onion and carrot maggots. So they can be used any place. They're a great way to naturally kill insects that live in your soil, and a lot of the garden centers have it. But the name of the company is called Environmental Factor, and they're nematodes. And you just spray it on your lawn, and from now until frost, any eggs that are put in your lawn, goodbye. Works very, very good. When it gets hot like this, too, and dry, you tend to get ants coming into your house. So just be aware of it. And if they do become a problem, there are a lot of things that you can put around the house. There's a product called Amdro, A-M-D-R-O, and you can find that any place. And it's like little pellets, and you put it around the foundation of your house. And unlike the ant dust that the ants have to pick up and bring to the nest, these are like little pellets, and it works very well. They just pick up the pellet, bring it to the nest, and everybody feeds on it. Does a good job. Other things you should be looking for, check your cabbages, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower. The cabbage loopers are out there. Eight will take care of it. But if you have any of these cold weather crops, look for holes beginning. I noticed them in my yard, in my garden, my vegetable garden this week. At first I thought it was slugs, but then realized that the slugs are not going to get up that high. And what really is kind of neat, this is a very unique insect. The cabbage loopers that hit all of your cold weather crops will adjust their color to your plant. So if they're on purple leaf cabbages, they'll be colored purple. And if you took that cabbage looper off the purple cabbage and put it on a green one, within the matter of a day, it will change its color to the food that it's eating and would be green. And it's very, very unique the way it can blend in with its environment to protect itself from predators. And it makes it more difficult for you to find it because it's able to do that. But just eight as a general control for all of your chewing insects. If you want to stay totally organic, then spinosad. And spinosad is found at all of the garden centers also. It's a virus. It's a disease of caterpillar or worm-type insects and loopers. And you can spray your cabbages and eat them the same day. But it's very safe, totally organic, totally natural. The chemical way would be to use eight. Both of them, very safe, will not hurt all of your predators. So just be aware of it. Now, as far as water for your lawn, try and get the watering done in the morning before the sun gets hot. The worst time to water is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun is up all the way, and with 90-degree temperatures, a lot of it doesn't even get a chance to penetrate the ground. Some of it will evaporate when it's coming from the sprinkler, shot into the air, and some of it, by the time it hits the ground, it's already vaporized. And because it's so hot, it doesn't have a chance to soak into the ground. So try and get your watering done early in the morning, when all possible. Late afternoon, after the sun has started to cool down a little bit. Avoid watering after 6 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock at night, basically because the moisture will remain on the leaf, and plants like roses, if the foliage is wet going into the evening hours, you're more likely to get leaf spot. Your tomatoes, if you water your tomato garden late in the day, you say, well, I'll do it after supper. Things have cooled down. Now the leaves remain wet all night. And that's when you get yellowing of the foliage. You get your brown spots, black spots, and you get the various blights. So if you have tomatoes after the problems that you had last year. If at all possible, try and put the water directly on the ground, not on the foliage. If you have a real big garden and you have no other choice, do it about this time, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. That way the sun will warm up the plant. It will evaporate the moisture off the leaf, and the disease spores that are blowing around in the air will not stick to the foliage, creating problems. So, but try and avoid overhead watering of anything in the middle of the afternoon, especially when you're talking 80-degree temperatures. A lot of it will never have a chance to be used, and it won't have a chance to penetrate in the ground. Okay? So, if you've got a timer, set the timer to go off early. You can turn on the water 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock. It doesn't matter. Just get it done so that the sun has a chance to dry it and the water has a chance to soak into the grounds to get to the roots and keep the plants nice and rigid so that they can do their work and grow like crazy. 866 735-2472.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand pump-and-go sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the pump and go sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand pump and go sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll work together to help you to have a wonderful gardening season. Things are beginning to warm up, and boy, in the next few days, you're going to see a lot of things grow and fast in your garden. So if you're getting small cucumbers, small squashes, keep a close eye on them because they're going to mature very, very quickly. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you. What are you going to be doing today, Don?
Well, I'm going to head to the Twins game, enjoy an afternoon with some baseball and whatnot. So it should be a good afternoon and some fireworks, I assume, because that's generally what people do.
Exactly. Nothing better than baseball and fireworks.
Absolutely.
Who do we have up first, Don?
Up first, this is Debbie from Massachusetts with a question about pruning.
Debbie, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club.
Hi. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I've got a knot garden, and I put two things of boxwood in it last year, and I let them get a year's growth under their belt. And I wondered if it was too late this season with the heat and everything to prune them down to sort of like about the height that I want them.
How much new growth did they make, Debbie?
About 5 or 6 inches.
5 or 6 inches. The only thing that I find that happens when you prune once the new growth is done, in the process of cutting, you cut a lot of those oval-shaped leaves, and then you end up where you cut into the leaf, where that cut was made, you get a brown edge. So you lose all of that color. So if it's not a big hedge, then take some good clean scissors and try and do selective pruning. The best time to prune boxwood is in the spring before the new growth has started. And that way, any of the leaves that you cut with shears will be hidden when the new growth comes out. And because where you make that cut, it's going to have a brown edge on it. So if you don't mind a little bit of brown edge, then go ahead. But you can prune boxwood any time of the year. It's just that when you prune it now, and especially with the heat coming, you're going to cut into a leaf, moisture's going to ooze out, and you could get a lot of spotting or browning. I would rather that you wait until things cool off a little bit, and especially right now when the forecast is for 5 days of 90 degree plus. And, you know, you've worked hard. Boxwood is a very slow-growing plant, as you well know. And I would wait until things cool off. But then take your time. Do hand pruning rather than with big, long hedge-type shears. That way you don't have all these brown edges. But next year, in April, early May, before the new growth starts, then give it a good pruning to the shape and height that you want. When the new growth comes out, be all soft, all nice and fluffy, and all your leaves will be rounded. Thank you, Debbie. Don, who's next?
This is Roger from Rhode Island, who has a couple of questions, one about cedar plants and one about a disease.
Okay. Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I've got sedum growing with the flowers have already formed on it. And I was wondering, yeah, is it too late to cut them back? Because they're supposed to be blooming in the end of August or something. and I've got tomatoes and pepper plants in the garden where the leaves of all, the top leaves have all shriveled up and curled up. And they seem to be dying off. And I'm kind of worried about that.
Yeah. So the tops of your peppers and tomatoes are curling?
Yeah, the leaves are like shriveling up from the outside, like curling in, and like drying out, like the life is getting sucked out of them.
Have you seen any insects on them at all?
There's some brown spots on the peppers only, and from time to time there's a little white spot, a couple of white spots maybe.
Okay. We're coming up to a break. Roger, why don't you hold on, and when we come back, we'll go right back to you and help you with the sedum, your tomatoes, and your peppers. Okay? Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888 888- 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you're just waking up, happy 4th of July to you. It's going to be a warm day. Make sure you drink plenty of liquids. And if you have a garden, first thing you should do, start the coffee pot and go outside and put the sprinkler on. Let's get the gardens watered early in the day before the heat arrives, and that will give them a lot less stress in the hours to come. Warm weather all over the Northeast here expected for the next 4 to 5 days, so take advantage of it. We're talking with Roger, and this first question was sedum. Sedum traditionally I pinched around the 4th of July, and that's what I've done with mine. And I noticed the same thing, Roger. I love all of the upright growing sedums. In fact, in one corner of my garden, I have the traditional green sedum. I have a green and white leaf variegated, a green and yellow, and a purple sedum, all in the same bed. And the four colors combination really makes that bed stand out. And the other day, probably a week ago, I pinched them all back. I cut them back by about maybe 3 inches right off the top. And I've already started to see new shoots. But you're right. There's a couple branches that I didn't pinch. And when I was watering yesterday, I did notice that some of those had flower buds. You can still pinch. And what will happen is they're going to bloom a little bit later. But it's worth the effort to cut back any of your tall growing sedums. What happens is every branch that you cut back, and you can just take 2 or 3 inches off. You don't have to cut them back any more than that. Everything is about 3 weeks ahead right now. We had a real early spring. We've had a lot of pretty good weather growing wise. And some warm evening temperatures that really has helped them to grow quickly. And so things are coming way ahead of schedule. So cut them back. They'll bush out. And instead of your tall growing sedums being straight up, they'll grow in more like a mound, like a mushroom cap. You'll have more flowers, clusters, but they'll be smaller. But the thing is, when you pinch them, they don't become top-heavy and fall over. And that makes a big, big difference. So go ahead, cut them back. Now, on your peppers and tomatoes that are turning brown on the tips, I'm just wondering if it was an insecticide or a fertilizer that you applied when we had some heat that could have caused that. Because normally, diseases would start at the bottom of the plant and work their way up. And you would see them on the lower leaves and then or in the middle on the older foliage on the inside of the plant. Normally, if you see tip damage, it could be from a fungicide, an insecticide, fertilizer that was applied when the plant was hot. So what I would do at this point is clean it up, any of the brown leaves, if you can pinch them to remove them from the plant, and then mix up a water-soluble fertilizer like Miracle-Gro and put a gallon or two around each plant. If you have the liquid feed, then you could use that. But if you're going to apply liquid fertilizer today, you've got to do it in the next hour or two while the temperatures are relatively cool. When you get temperatures in the garden that exceed 80 to 85 degrees and you know it's going to be hotter, you run the risk of burning the foliage. What happens is if it's an insecticide, a fungicide, or even a liquid fertilizer, and the leaf temperature is 80 or warmer, the sun is out, and you spray it with cold water from the hose, the product that's mixed in with the water will bead up on the leaf and will actually be like little magnifying glasses and burn the foliage. So with the temperatures expected to be hot, get the watering done, get your applications of insecticides done early, so that it has a chance to evaporate before it gets really, really hot. And never put anything on the foliage, fertilizer, insecticide, fungicides, when the temperatures are above 85, because that will almost instantly burn all the foliage on that plant. Okay? But clean it up, get some liquid food on them, and see what's going to happen in the next couple of days. Thank you, Roger. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Pam from Maine, who has a question about a strawberry patch.
Okay, Pam, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy 4th of July to you.
And happy 4th of July to you, too. Earlier this spring, you told your listeners what your dad would do with his strawberry patch when it was time to renew it.
Yes.
And I didn't get it all down, but I have about 60 plants that need to be redone. This was their third year, and you said something about he digs them up, renews the bed, and then replants the best of the plants.
Right. What you would do is you wouldn't want to do it now because it's very, very hot.
Right.
If we can get into a period where things are going to cool down, you can either do it in the late summer or you can do it next spring. But what he would do is he would go in the garden and he would pull all of the little runners that are developing right now. And he would give them a chance to produce three or four clusters of new leaves, because each of the strawberry leaves is in three segments. So when he saw that it had three, four, or five of these clusters of leaves, then he would dig up those. And the mother plant, after being 3 years of producing fruit, making runners, she's pretty well tired. So he would select the best of her offsprings, cut them from the mother plant, dig them up, and collect whatever he needed. And then he just either rototilled the whole garden, or he would dig them up and put everything in his compost, put some animal manure down. He loved chicken manure and compost that he made with his compost tumbler. And then replant everything, and then put down some straw, not hay, but straw, unless you live near the ocean and you can get salt marsh hay. If you can't, then you want regular, like farm quality straw. And it's a different color than hay. Hay is grass from the fields that the farmer raises. And it has all of the weeds that was in that farmer's field. Straw is grown as a crop. And when you look at the straw itself, it's kind of a creamy yellow color, while hay will be a tan to brown color. And you can use that to keep the weeds out. It helps to keep the moisture in the ground. It helps to keep the strawberries from dangling onto the soil and getting all dirty so they stay nice and clean. But it's just too hot right now. Wait until things cool down, or you can wait until the spring, whenever you have the most time. If you've got some time in mid to late August, early September, then you could do it at that point also. Thank you, Pam. We appreciate the phone call. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Ann from Cape Cod, who has a question about geraniums.
Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy 4th of July to you, too.
Same to you, Paul.
What is your question this morning, Ann?
I have geranium plants that I have on my deck every year. And this year, three of them, they're in pots, and three of them, the stems turn to almost like red, and when the buds come out, they don't turn red. They die.
So the buds are not opening?
No.
Okay. So the buds form, though. So you
they
get
do.
A stem, and it makes the buds.
Yes.
Okay. What I'd like you to do, Ann, is I would like you to go outside today and pick one of those buds, stem and all, break it from the plant, take a sheet of white paper, and then take this bud with the stem, tap it on the white paper, and you're going to see little specks fall from the bud. And just look at it closely and see if those little pieces of, like, dust or dirt from the buds begin to move. And they'll be the size, if you took a ballpoint pen and you just tapped the piece of white paper, that's how big they are. They're tiny. But if you look at them closely, they could start to move. And what's in the buds right now is an insect called a thrip, T-H-R-I-P. And they get in the bud, and they suck on the actual flower in the bud stage. And I've had that happen. Sometimes the plants are growing fast enough that they can outgrow it. But the best thing for you to do is, if this is a situation, you want to get a product that's systemic. something like tree and shrub that you can mix with water. You can use, if you have like a rose and flower product that you mix with water and you soak the ground with it, it will be absorbed by the roots, taken into the plant, and that will kill the thrips. So any rose spray, rose and flower spray, or the tree and shrub systemic product. A product like 8 is more for chewing. Spinosad is more for chewing. 7 is for chewing. You need something that will go inside the bloodstream. And horticultural oils cannot penetrate. And oils are very good, but because the thrip is inside the flower bud, the oil doesn't get a chance to get inside. So you need to work from the inside of the plant out. And again, any like Bayer, Bonide, they will have a rose and flower insecticide that you can mix with water or spray, and that will be absorbed into the foliage, and that will take care of the insects that are inside your plant. Okay? But just take a white piece of paper, pull out one of the buds, stem and all, and tap it on the white paper, and you're going to see little things move, and that's telling you that you have thrip inside the bud. Thank you, Ann. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Neil from Rhode Island, who has a question about iris.
Neil, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for your information. Paul, I'm calling in regard to my daughter who has a bed of irises.
Okay, Dawn, Neil, why don't you hold on? We're coming up on a break. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. And we'll talk to you right after the break. So don't hang up. Stay right there.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good morning and happy 4th of July to all of you. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call right now, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. A nice quiet morning. And if you tried to get through in the past, weren't able to, the number, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Neil. Neil, tell us what your problem is this morning.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you for all your information. I'm calling to regret to my daughter who has a bed of irises. And
yes,
she had some beautiful irises, multicolored. However, this year, when her stem producing the bud appeared, also she found out they weren't coming into blossom and the buds were shriveling. And she noticed some form of a red bug, oblong, though. And she says, Dad, I can't get any blossoms. I'm only getting maybe 10% out of a 100% production. The plants are very vigorous. Growth is good. But as soon as the stem comes up with the bud on it, then this form of insect seems to hit the bud, the flowering bud. And
okay,
can you help us?
Sure. I'll give you a try. I have three big clumps of, it's kind of a like a deep, deep purple, almost a black color.
Uh-huh.
And last year, they were loaded. This year, one clump had nothing. The second clump had one stem that made one flower. And the third clump had two stems that only had one flower. While last year, each clump had multiple heads with multiple blooms on each stem. Now, I did notice at the end of last year, signs of an iris borer, and I got busy and I didn't do anything about it. And this is what I want you to tell your daughter. I want you to tell her to look at the foliage of your iris and see if there are on the leaves a circular spot. The center will be darker in color than the, so it's like two rings. The center, or like the bullseye, is dark, and then away from it, it's a lighter color, and they would be numerous on the foliage. That's a sign of borer. So what you could do right now is to get some tree and shrub insecticide, which is a systemic, and she would mix it at the rate of 1 ounce per gallon of water, and mix it in a watering can, and just water her iris bed with the systemic product. Tree and shrub will be absorbed directly from the roots, taken into the tuber and into the foliage of that plant in just a matter of a week or 10 days. And a gallon should be enough to treat probably 10 to 12 iris plants. If they're multiple, then it's going to take a little bit more. But to do a clump that's 3 foot in diameter, she should be able to do 2 clumps that size with 1 gallon of the tree and shrub. And if she could do that now, it will get inside the plant, and it will prevent the borer from getting more active. Now, in the fall, when the kids go back to school, if she has not divided her iris in the last 3 years, then she wants to do that. She wants to dig up the entire clump. And the way that iris grows, you put in the original plant, and the tuber looks like a foot, and on the end of the foot, there's a fan of foliage. And that tuber will make a beautiful flower, and as the flower goes by, the main tuber will slowly begin to die because it's accomplished its goal, which is to make a flower. In the process of dying out, it will make 2 side shoots. And next year, you will have 2 irises in bloom along with the tuber from the previous year that has died. So the second year, you'll have 2 flowers. Those tubers will take their energy. They'll each make 2 brand new iris tubers, and now you've got 4. So what she needs to do is every 3 or 4 years is to dig up the beds, keep the good, strong, healthy ones on the ends, and get rid of everything in the middle, because a lot of them will encourage insects to come to the iris bed. Okay? Thank you. 800-259-9231.